Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for gathering us together again into your presence, Heavenly Father, for this last service of today. We thank you very much for all that you did in our midst in Sunday school and in the main service. We thank you very much, O Lord our God, for your word in simplicity, yet in power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for frustrating every wicked plans of the enemy. We thank you very much, O Lord our God, for the effect and the fruit, O Lord our God, of righteousness, which shall bring forth in the life of every individual. Grant it, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the little time of rest after the physical food you gave unto your people to eat, Heavenly Father, to give physical strength. Lord, may you help us this hour one more time. Lord Jesus, take me as a man out of the way. Help my brother, the interpreter. We pray that the grace of God will be with him. Make us channels of blessing unto your people. Commit your servant to Lord and God, who will be on his way now back home from Abeokuta, granting journey mercies, Lord. Amen. Help our dear brother, Oluwafemi Adedijo, over there, Lord, as he takes service for this last service of the day also. May you be with him, O Lord. Amen. Help brother Sam as he's waiting, O Lord, and God, to take his service. Anytime from now, may your grace rest and abide with him. Amen. Use him the more to be a channel of blessing unto your people. All over the country where they're having the afternoon and evening service, your presence be there, O Lord. Manifest your presence. Lord, these few things, O Lord, no man can say anything that is worth saying except the Holy Ghost will help him to say it. May the Holy Ghost hear your word in your people, Heavenly Father. No man can receive anything except our giving unto him from heaven. Speak to our waiting heart, O Lord. Minister to our needs, O Lord. Robert said, O Lord, he wants to encourage our faith. We pray, O Lord, our God, that you open our understanding. Grant us divine revelation of your word. From the oldest of us to the least of us, may none of us miss the blessings of the Almighty God. Heal the sick and the afflicted, O Lord. Baptize souls with the Holy Ghost, Lord. Turn backsliders unto you. Thank you, our Father. May you further your kingdom in our lives. At the end of the service, we will go back home, O Lord, rejoicing for all that you have done for us all throughout the day. Thank you, our Master. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray with faith and with all thanksgiving. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's turn in our Bible again this afternoon to the book of Romans, chapter 4. Romans chapter 4, that we read on Wednesday, verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calling those things which be not as though they were.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí a ti kọ́ pé mo ti fi ọ́sẹ̀ bàbá orílẹ̀-èdè púpọ̀ níwájú ẹni tí òun gbàgbọ́ Ọlọ́run ti kára rẹ̀ tí ó sọ òun di ààyè tí ó sì pé ohun wọn ni tí kò sí bí ẹni pé wọ́n ti wà.
Amen. The Lord bless his word this afternoon to our heart.
Ìjẹ́ kí Ọlọ́run kó fi
ìjọba sí ọkàn wa ní ọ̀rẹ́
yìí. Ìjẹ́ ká jókòó.
Our sermon on Wednesday is, we are going to continue this
afternoon.
Abraham's seed.
Iru Abraham.
Yeah, Iru Omo seed.
Abraham.
Praise the Lord. 59, please, my brother. 59-0423. April 23. April 59. Praise the Lord. The prophet started with us after he read the scripture and told us he wants to speak on faith. And he made us to know that faith does not rest upon the shifting sands of man's ideas. Any man's word will fail. Man's word has been failing. But only God's word can never fail. And then I gave you a quote on a Wednesday that a doctor spoke to him some time ago and said that Billy, that's brother, he called him the prophet. Now Billy, if you ask somebody to go and touch a pole or a tree for their healing, that if they believe, they receive healing the same way. People say, no, doctor. Let us take note of this. Because there are people today that are still, you are a fan of maybe any of the denominational preachers. And you love to listen to them. But I want you to know this, that the bride of Christ has passed that one. Because no matter what they teach, remember their theology. But we have the manifested word of God for the age. Any mental person that who don't want to go and touch a tree or a post to receive healing, it's just human idea. Now let me give you another something. But the Bible said, Oral Roberts, one of the great evangelists in the days of the prophet. Because today, people will begin to do things, they begin to say, their creed and theological, whatever they learn in their theological school, and they will be telling the people now, the man that God has raised up in this age, today, they see Abro Woli Agbaye.
They have world prophet, global
now,
prophet.
Now, Balaba made us to know.
The prophet, Woli Jekamakwe.
It takes this message to give of rapturing faith. Anything outside of Malachi 4, you can never receive genuine Holy Ghost baptism. He said, or a robot will say, as a point of contact. Okay, I want to pray for you now. For your healing. Touch your radio. Or touch your television. Or touch anything that is by your side. Or touch the touching table by in your front. I don't condemn other robots.
Is there
no virtue in touching radio? Listen. Our faith must be based upon the unshakable, unmovable work of God's word. Because the word of God has the finality. The word of God says, and the Lord has healed all your diseases. Oh yes, that's what the word of God says. And the Bible said further, in Isaiah 53, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Jesus. And by the stripes of Jesus, that 40 lashes minus 1, 40 minus 1, that is 39. By his stripes, we were So, brothers and sisters, it's already a finished work. That is where our faith should be based upon. Praise the Lord. God help us, church. Amen. So, faith can take his stand upon the rock of ages. Even at the point of death, that Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Whosoever believeth in me and is dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. So, anyone a born again child of God is sure of resurrection. Because Jesus said, because I live, ye shall live also. Romans said, I believe God. So, faith believe the word of God. Praise the Lord. Paragraph 14 now. Praise God. Now, the Bible wants to assure us. See, I want to encourage your faith. That whatever promise that God gave to Abraham is not only to Abraham, but to his seed after him. After him. Amen.
Amen.
The promise God made. What's happening? Pardon? All right. Now remember. Robert said, you don't have to be born as you don't have to be born a Jew outwardly to be Abraham's seed. Amen.
Amen.
The promised word in the book of Genesis, after God fulfilled his promise to Abraham,
that
through Sarah, I'm going to bless you with a son. Even before the son was born, God said, you will call his name Isaac. When Isaac was born, don't forget that Ishmael was a child of unbelief from the born woman. And the Bible made us to know that one day the son of the born woman, Ishmael, saw Isaac and was making mockery. And when Sarah saw this, she went straight to the husband. Cast out this bond woman and her child, because the child of the bond woman will not be heir with my son. Isaac was the son of promise. Oh, glory to God. And God said, God told Baba Abraham, listen to the voice of Sarah. Don't let it be too hard for you. Obey her voice. Pack her things and his child and her child. Send them away. He said, God told Baba Abraham, for in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Amen. Isaac was son of promise by the faith of Abraham in the word of God. Hallelujah. That is why in Romans chapter 9, Romans chapter 9, praise the Lord, verse 7 has this to say to us. Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called.
nítorí wọ́n jẹ́ irú ọmọ Abrahamu
gbogbo
wọn ní ọmọ ṣùgbọ́n nínú Isaac ni a ó ti pe irú ọmọ rẹ̀.
Amen. That is the word of the Lord.
Kí ni ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run ni èyí?
And what they made us to know,
wo ni jẹ́ ká mọ̀ pé,
listen, because we are, when we take on Christ,
nígbà tí a bá ti gba Kristi,
taking on Christ is receiving Christ into our soul in the form of the Holy Ghost baptism. When we have Christ in us, Galatians 3:29
says,
if we be Christ, then are we Abraham's seed and joint heirs with the promise. And Apostle Paul continues in chapter 3, in chapter 3 verse 16 of Galatians.
He said,
when God made the promise to Papa Abraham,
he said,
God did not say, let's read it. Okay, Galatians chapter 3. Praise the Lord. Galatians. No. Galatians chapter 3. All right. Listen. Now, to Abraham and his seed was the promise made. And I mean, he said not, and to seize as of many, but as one, and to thy seed, which is Christ.
Ǹjẹ́ fún Abrahamu àti fún irú ọmọ rẹ̀ ni a ti ṣe àwọn ìlérí náà? Òun kọ́ wípé fún àwọn irú ọmọ bí ẹni pé ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀, ṣùgbọ́n bí ẹni pé ọ̀kan, àti fún irú ọmọ rẹ̀ èyí tí í ṣe Kristi.
When we take on Christ, then we are Abraham's seed. Because it was the promise, it was the promised child to Isaac that brought Christ. And through Christ, we are Abraham's seed. May God give us revelation this
day.
You may say, I want to encourage your faith. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Our prophet made us to know that it was Abraham that was first called by God outside of the outside of the flood. He said the call was by grace. By election. Somewhere else, God even taught us. God for new
Abraham.
That when he will call him, Abraham will respond.
Abraham will go down.
It was not Abraham alone that came out of Babylon. From the city of among the Chaldeans. In the city of Ur. His father was there. His father was there. His junior ones were there. Lot was there. Why didn't God call any of them? Why Abraham? But Abraham made us to know. It is election. It is sovereign grace. Abraham had nothing to do with his calling. He said, Abraham, he said it was not even told us. It was not told us. That Abraham was a believer. He was an idol worshiper. He was an idol worshiper. That's what the word of God says. Amen. But among all the millions or thousands that came out of the Babylon confusion, Abraham, by God's foreknowledge, by God's election, he chose Abraham alone. Amazing grace. Praise the Lord. Now God said, I am going to make you father of nations. Father of nations was not through Isaac. It was through Christ. The faith of Abraham believing the word of God. God help us this
evening.
Amen. So, the call was already a finished work. Our brother said, it was an unconditional covenant. Yes! That God gave. God has already finished the work. He told Abraham, I've already saved you. And your seed after you. Sovereign grace. You didn't work for it. I didn't work for it. It's not your will. But the man said, you cannot be what you are not. He said, you cannot even try to be to impersonate Christianity. But the man said, you'll be miserable. When you are trying to imitate a Christian, he said, you will know within yourself that you are just. You don't have the thing. You're only an impersonator. But man said, when God really call you, it is not your will. It is not my will. It is the will of God. God speaking to your heart. Amazing grace. Amen. The covenant was altogether grace. He said because when God made covenant with Abraham, I'm sorry, with Adam in the garden, Adam broke the covenant with God. That is man. That is man.
And
then he went and hid himself. When they did what they did, as it was repeated again to us this morning, eat of all the trees in the garden, but the tree of knowledge of good and of evil, thou shalt not touch it.
You
tell you thereof, you are surely going to die. But the enemy came and said, you will not die. That's why the prophet said, we should never put reasoning into the word of God. I pray that God will help us to catch the revelation. That it is an unconditional covenant. And I want to repeat to us this afternoon. Brother Abraham said, the call of Abraham was a supernatural call. We are only trying to remind ourselves. Maybe for somebody who doesn't know. You know, but for somebody who does not know, supernatural call is something that is more than what man can do. And the Bible said, the same way God called Abraham supernaturally, he called his seed after him supernaturally. So my brother, my sister, you don't need to be born a Jew outwardly. You don't need to be born a Jew outwardly. Because though they were called Jews, but they were not all children. The children, the real children, are the children that believe in faith. Through Christ Jesus. And the woman said, God gave Abraham the faith supernaturally to believe God for the impossible. And the same way God gave that faith to Abraham, if not, when he faced trial, it was not easy. Papa Abraham, how many children have you gotten? It was mockery. They were making jest of him. But Abraham stood gallant. He stood his ground. He stood firm. He was never moved. Because if we read further, in Romans chapter 4, the Bible made us to know. May God help us, church. The Bible made us to know. When we read verse 18, listen, from where we have just read now, even God, who quickened the dead and called those things which be not as though they were.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí a ti kọ́ pé mo ti fi ọ́ ṣe bàbá orílẹ̀-èdè púpọ̀ níwájú ẹni tí òun gbàgbọ́ Ọlọ́run ti kara rẹ̀ tí ó sọ òkú di ààyè.
Who against hope believed in hope? That's Father Abraham now. That he might become the father of many nations. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be, and no single child.
Yes. Kí o lè di bàbá orílẹ̀-èdè púpọ̀ gẹ́gẹ́ bí èyí tí a ti wí pé báyìí ni irú ọmọ rẹ yóò rí.
And no single child.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ sì ni kò sí ọmọ kan.
No wonder. Apostle Paul. Our father in the faith.
Apostle Paul, bàbá wa nínú ìgbàgbọ́.
Our father of faith.
Bàbá wa ìgbàgbọ́.
Whose heart?
Ẹni tí ọkàn rẹ.
Our heart. He's been taught to the faith of the father. He said, Abraham, by faith, Abraham, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob. Oh my. Dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob. The same heirs of the promise with him. Yes, sir. When God tried Papa Abraham, in Genesis 22, Abraham, here am I. Take thy son, thy only son, whom you loved, go and sacrifice him for me on the mountain that I'm going to show you. Abraham didn't hesitate. We have not finished this scripture. Bear with me. Amen. All right. Verse 19. And be not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb.
Ẹni tí kò ṣe àìlera ní ìgbàgbọ́ kò rò tí ara òun ti kára rẹ̀ tí ó ti kú tán nígbà tí ó tó bí ẹni ìwọ̀n 100 ọdún àti kíkú inú Sara.
He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God.
Amen. Kò fi àìgbàgbọ́ sí iyèméjì ìlérí Ọlọ́run, ṣùgbọ́n ó lé ní ìgbàgbọ́, ó ń fi ògo fún Ọlọ́run.
And being fully persuaded that what he God had promised, he was able also to perform.
Amen. Nígbà tí ó ṣàtìmọ̀ dájúdájú pé ohun tí òun bá ti
lé ní Ọlọ́run,
ohun tí Ọlọ́run bá ti
ṣe lé, yes,
ó sì lè ṣe.
Ó lè ṣe. So God is not a disappointment. God did not disappoint Father Abraham. He will not disappoint the seed of Abraham today. When God told him, take your son, thy only son, where was Ishmael? Out of the picture. Go and sacrifice him for me. And he packed the things. Took fire, packed wood, took knife, and everything, and the servants, and they went. The third day, he looked afar off and saw the mountain, and he told the land, the young men, the servants, you stay here. I and the lad, we are going to that mountain there to worship. He didn't say to go and sacrifice, to worship. I and the lad, we come back to you. The man said, how is he going to come back with Isaac?
Hallelujah.
When he was going to slay him, but Abraham was confident in God. The Bible made us know. When he was being tried, he believed God so much that God was able to raise him back to life again. Brothers and sisters, God's work can never fail. Through Isaac, thy seed shall be called.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And when he did this, Bible says, and Abraham took the knife. After he has already gather wood and things like that. Gather wood here. Gather stone here, there, and so on in the wilderness. And made the altar and call Isaac. We have told you. My servant, your mother, waited for 25 years for you to come. 3 days ago, the same God that gave you to us told me I should come and sacrifice you. Isaac was already 12-14 years. Any, like my child, like my grandson there. 14,
you'll
be 14 very soon. Can I run? No, like him. Somebody see knife? You think he's there? But he calmed down. Because he was the type of Christ.
Isaac was the type of Christ.
And when he took the knife,
he
put it on the neck. Abraham meant it. He knew that God was able to raise him back from life again. After he has already killed him.
Hallelujah.
Right there on the spot. The Abraham seed. May God help us, church. I believe I'm speaking to God's children. God bless you. God now heard his hand. Abraham, don't do that
loud
one. Then, suddenly, he had the prophet said, where did that ram come from? We thank God for the prophet of the hour. Where did the ram come from, my brother, my sister? God is the creator. Don't forget that, it was in the wilderness. Where there are terrible animals, jackals, wolves. Even not only that, there was no water for the animal to drink.
It
was being devoured. But that is why Abraham called that place Jehovah Jireh. He is still Jehovah Jireh today. Hallelujah. When he had that one, people say, where did the ram come from?
He
surfaced within a minute. He surfaced within a minute. I was sacrificed within a minute. That is our Father today. May God help us, church. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And he called the place Jehovah Jireh. Because the Lord will provide himself the sacrifice.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That's the God we are serving. Don't forget that the call of Abraham is an unconditional covenant. It's a supernatural call. I've already finished the work. You don't need to do anything. I have already saved you and your seed after you. Does that apply to me, Brother Abraham? Certainly. Many people say, I saw God. Let's forget about that. We have spoken about that. No man can seek God. Abraham didn't seek God. He went and hid himself. Adam is the reflection of Every human being on earth today, on the face of the
earth,
he went and hid himself. Our prophet said, Adam was a hider. But God is the seeker. Praise the Lord. He's the seeker. Mama said, no man as a sinner can seek the face of God.
No,
don't mind all these people, denominational people, I see God. You cannot see God in your own belief. It is God that seek for you. It is God that seek for me. Oh, amazing grace.
Mama
said, that is why God is now speaking to your heart.
Oh,
praise the Lord. Then he made us to know here on Wednesday that ministers today, they are trying to bypass divine healing. As if to say God cannot do it. Because that's what they are teaching today. Divine healing is a thing of the past. He said they are even trying to bypass the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Whether they try to bypass it, or they don't want to bypass it, the prophet made us to know people are receiving it today. So, my brother, my sister, as many as are truly repented genuinely from your heart, and you have been baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, of the Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Ghost baptism promises for you. Thousands are receiving it. So let them try to bypass it. He said, but the thing is, you cannot argue the word of Jesus.
Amen.
Because Jesus said, no man can come to me except my Father, we sent him, draw the person first. And Jesus said, earlier, before that scripture, all the Father has given to me will come. And they that come to me, I will in no wise cast out. Because why? The Father's will for me, Jesus, is that all that come to me, that the Father drew to me, I should lose none of them. But in the last day, I should raise them up. Oh, glory be to God. What a blessed assurance. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Baba said it was now God. So it is God knocking at your heart. When he knocks, God still speaks to
you.
It may not be audible like this. In that still small voice. Let me just drop this. The little testimony I gave this morning to some people, it may not mean anything to them, but I've done the will of God. Satan said, you don't give testimony for me. You want to testify. There's nothing to eat. Because the word of God is powerful. If the prophet said it, the prophet didn't just say anything for saying it. The Holy Ghost said it to him. And it materializes. How can the preacher be preaching on the pulpit? On the pulpit. And when he dropped that thing, something moved on the sister, and something moved on the sister concerned. The thing registered in her heart. I wish I get a baby now. I wish I get a baby now. At least trusting God. If the prophet's brother could do that, and the prophet sanctioned it, and something happened later to the wife of the prophet's brother, it can happen to me too. And when the husband was discussing with her on their way home, say, yes sir, it's true. Can we go and collect the baby now? A few days old baby. A few days old baby. They were going to collect it. Say, no, no, let's talk to the family first and talk to the pastor. May God help us, church. So, no testimony is too big or too little or too anything before the Lord. Look, whatever is here to you. Who knows? Somebody who has been praying for since 40 years.
God intervened.
This is a man that preaches faith. Which is faith. He preached and said, how many of you want children in a convention? And God bless our sister here. So it was a trying time on his part. So no testimony is too big or too small. To you it might be small. Somebody come here to give testimony. Others will clap. Few people will clap. Majority. Does he move there? Let it come to your tongue. May God help us, church. So what are we talking about? God called by faith. It is God touching your heart. Why? Because out of the millions on earth today, he reached down and chose you. Amazing grace. Because he put your name. God put your name. See, God put your name in the last book of life that was slain before the foundation of the world. When God taught it that there was going to be a lamb that would be slain, God foreknew you. He foreknew me. And he put your name in that last book of life, that nothing can erase it. 4,000 years later, the Lamb came to manifestation at Calvary. On that Calvary, he was crucified. You understand what I'm saying? God bless you. I say God bless you. That is why the woman said we should never forget Calvary. Before there was a war. Before there was a war. Jesus was the lamb slain from the foundation of the world. He said, because when God said, speak anything, it is so perfect. It has to take place. And it is as good as done when God speaks it. Amen. That's the God we are serving, my brother. What is the promise that God has made? In thy seed, thy seed, because you have done this, thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemies. Thy seed, where is that witch? Where is that wizard? Where is that babalawo? Who will do this? Who will do something to you like this? Who is that person? You may not know. In your area, even in your place of work, even in your community, people might have come to do something at your gate. You don't know. Like that pastor said this, angels, and come round about them that fear him. Then the prophet said, sinner doesn't fear God. Only God's children fear God. Then the prophet said, angels doesn't surround sinners. It is you and me. We must believe the word of God. There should be no fear of any kind. The prophet said, the church is scared. wahala be, the church is
okay.
Here. Oh, I'm afraid of this. Don't be afraid. Do you believe the prophet? Don't be afraid. The prophet said, when Jesus rose from the dead, he said the first word of comfort is tell the people, fear not. Fear not. Brother, sister, fear torments. Oh, you say? Oh, if I can just. It isn't you. It is him. I am not worthy of healing. Sure, you are not worthy of healing. I am not worthy. Nobody is worthy. But he is the one. It isn't our worthiness. It is his goodness to us. Amen. It is his goodness. I do not work. I do not merit the least of God's mercy and the least of his grace upon my life. He just pleases him. He lavishes
it. Hallelujah.
I don't want it. Because give us revelation. Why do we fear? Thank God, it has been spoken again this morning. So we are praying for our children. Keep believing. As long as a man has breath in his nose, there is hope. There is nothing God cannot do. Don't try to rule out any man. Don't be scared. It is his goodness. Now listen to this. In the Old Testament, where the little mule is born in a pasture, and then his ear is like this. The stake is just like that. And it's not neat. You will look. Mommy!
Mali.
Mommy, mama.
Mama.
I'm in trouble.
When
master comes, he will knock my head. He will not give me food again. He will cast me out. Listen to the prophet.
Hallelujah.
Knock need? It's not need. No, knock need.
Okay, okay.
Cross eyed.
Order
by my. Tail stick out straight. What a horrible looking mule.
Yeah,
if he would look around to his mama, he would say, you know what? As soon as the master of the house comes out, he would knock me in the head. I'm not even worthy. If the mommy was really instructed, she will say, wait a minute, son, just a minute. I'm going to tell you something you don't know. Look at what is on the screen. The prophet said, that is what I want to tell you. You, as an individual, me, as an individual, that's what I want to tell you. The mama will tell him,
mama,
you don't know who you are. Son, you are born under a birthright. And when the master of the house, I don't care what you look like. When the master of the house comes out to see he has got a newborn you. Then the thing he has to do is go get a lamb without a blemish.
We
are talking scripture. Are you following me? Old Testament. A mule that can be redeemed. May God help us to open up so that we don't just sit down there. Take that prophet lamb. And that prophet lamb dies so you can live. The lamb without blemish, the prophet lamb dies so that you, the mule, can live. Then the mule can kick his feet here and there. Well, that is the way it is with us.
Amen.
Amen. We are imperfect. No good.
One
is sin, shaped in iniquity, come to the world speaking lies. We are not good to begin with. But God don't look at you. He look at the sacrifice. Christ is our Passover lamb. He looks at the lamb. Who is that lamb? Who is that lamb?
Jesus.
He doesn't see you because he sees Christ. Jesus died for you. Glory to God. He is our Passover lamb. He has been made for. He has been made sin for us. He has been made sin. Who knew no sin? That believing in him will become the righteousness of God. If you can find any fault, find fault with Jesus. If you can find fault with Jesus, then your healing might not be right. But if you don't find no fault with him, it is perfect. Glory to God. God called you by his grace. Not that you would, but if God would. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Not if I would, but if God would. He came unto his own. He was in the world. The world rejected him. But as many as believe in John chapter 1, John chapter 1, my brother. I don't want to misquote that scripture. Halfway. Kindly help me, my brother. Please. God bless you. But what is that? He came into the. He came in. He was in the world. But what is this? God bless you, my brother. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But, glory to God, as many as received him, to them gave him power over sin to become the sons, let me add now, to become daughters of God. Even to them that believe on his name. That you know. Which were born, not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Christ was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. That is what he did for you and me on the cross of Calvary. Will you believe that? Then you are free from sin. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And you are.
I believe God has spoken to us anyway.
Amen.
Amen. Born in sin, shaped in iniquity. That is why I want to remind us this afternoon. Nobody on this earth was born a Christian. Nobody. I was shaping iniquity. And in sin did my mother conceive me. But if any man be in Christ, it's a new creation. All things are passed away. All things become new. God called by grace. Not that you would. Oh, but if God would. So Jesus was the land that was laid before the foundation of the world. That is God's word. When God speaks, it's as good as finished right there. Thank God. That's why the prophet taught us. Say the thought of God is eternal. And there's only one eternal one. That is God. So his word is eternal. And then he made us to know. He said the bride is eternal. He said, is eternal with God in his thoughts. The prophet then said, to close this part now. So, how are you going to stamp out the baptism of the Holy Ghost? How are you going to stamp out the gifts? How are you going to stamp out the church? You can't do it. No denomination can do it. And the person will say, let's and go for more course. Whatever university in the United States or the best university in Britain. The bride is called. The bride is ordained unto rapture. Because he promised a glorious church without spot, without blemish, without wrinkle, any such thing. There is going to be no worldliness in her. No way.
Rara.
No way.
Rara.
The bride is going to be spotless.
He's
going to be perfect.
And
Jesus Christ is perfect. Brother's right to be there. Sister's right to be there.
Heaven's
right to be there by his grace. He's already a finished work. Don't miss the issue or the matter of the Holy Ghost baptism. No. No.
Always
say, I want to encourage your faith. Then when God foresaw, by foreknowledge, is to see something, to know something ahead. What's going to happen? There could not have been any better age for you and me to be here. But now, how he will redeem the world of sin and corruption is through Christ before the foundation of the world. When he spoke the word 4,000 years before it was manifested. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Oh, God.
Then finally, he said the Bible speaks about the Antichrist that comes on the earth. He will deceive all. Can you see? All in quotes. Upon the earth. Whose names? Were not written in the last book of life from the last revival or the last convention last September, but from before, no, but by foreknowledge, knew you. God knew you and called you in Christ and put your name on the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world. Oh, glory be to God. Brothers and sisters, let's meditate on this. Let us pray. The elect cannot be deceived. Jesus said, false Christ, false prophets, they will come. They will show signs and wonders. If it were possible that and they would deceive the very elect,
yeah,
heaven and earth will pass away. What has gone forth out of the mouth of Jesus Christ can never pass away and fulfill. May God help us. Brothers and sisters, may God help us. That is the word. God bless you. Let's meditate on these things. Be thankful to the Lord. Oh yes. That it is not me. It is God that did it. Be thankful. And express your appreciation back to Him. That's why you must present a glorious church. Being washed by the washing of the water by the
wall.
Church without blemish, without wrinkle, without spot or any such thing. Yeah, that's the word. That's the word. That's why our father Apostle Paul admonish wives. Obey your husband in the Lord. Even as the church. Obey Christ. Husbands, love your wife. Even as Christ did love the church and gave himself for him, for
you.
Housewives, reverence your husband now. Reverence your husband now. Kilo day. Is it because you sleep together on the same bed? Why now? Why? And because you see the nakedness of one another, the husband doesn't mean nothing to you. Stop doing that. God is not happy with you. He's not happy with you. You know he's not happy with you. Why not repent and get the Holy Ghost? Why should you continue this kind of a thing? Why, brother? Sister, why? Why now? Why? Why should your husband say one word? You repeat five. Why, sister? Why? That is not the Holy Ghost. God is not pleased with you. He is not pleased with you. And if God is not pleased with you, then where are you going? May God have mercy upon your one soul before it is too late. Continue to see any sickness, oh. Could you see anything, no? You have been behaving like this. Thank God for Sister Oluwarotimi. She is a real daughter of God in this assembly. I said that from the word of God, the Bible before me. Listen, church. Listen, sister, that I'm married. Be careful. I thank God for Sister Mary Oluwarotimi. When I was asked to give just a little testimony over the night before I traveled the other time, I quickly wrote the thing and sent it to the daughter. What am I going to write? Said, okay. Why read my little testimony? Son, your husband is not yet sick. Our sister, even in our own condition, still taking care of the husband. What is wrong with you, sister? Sister, what is wrong with you? God is not pleased with you. If you are disobedient, you don't reverence your husband. God is so pleased with you. How well are you a daughter of Sarah? Let us be careful of our misbehavior. You housewife and husbands, love your wife as yourself. Seed of Abraham. Yes, now. God be merciful to me. God forgive me. To help me. I'm amending my ways. Don't let this hour pass you by. You argue, you talk, you chat, all kinds of things and things like that. Oh, goodness me. Oh. I don't want to take your time. There are things I could have said. But I will call the pastor to come and commit us into the hands of the Lord. It's in your hands, so. Late on your life, by the grace. I did not say this thing. I'm saying this final word. Let's check ourselves. We just quoted the scriptures.
He's
coming for glorious church. If the church is obedient to Christ, submit yourselves unto your own husband as unto the Lord. Husband, love your wife as yourself. Even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her.
Oh.
It should not be in this Christ by tabernacle. We are quarreling and things like that. Be careful. Even if you are the one feeding your husband, you must reverence him. You must respect him. You don't do it, you are not in the will of God. Pastor, thank you, sir.
Dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful to thee, O God, for the word that we have just heard. Lord, the word is not given to us for entertainment. It's to make us to know our shortcomings, that we might come unto you humbly, requesting for help to be able to line up our lives with your word. Master, we pray, O God, that it has gone forth in simplicity and in power at the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Lord Jesus, we are praying, O God, may these things that we have heard again this afternoon, Lord, may it not stand against any of us on the day of judgment, but rather, may you give us grace and humility to be able to line up our lives with this word, that we might become what you want us to be, the word of God unto feet. Grant it, Heavenly Father. We know that God does not play with his word. Whatever you say, you mean it. Help us, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the Sunday school, the morning service, this afternoon, evening, all together. Lord, the things that you have taught us today, Lord, the blessings we have received, the corrections that we have received, the rebuke that we have received, the doctrines that you have taught us, Father, we are praying and asking. May none of us, O God, just take any of it for granted. Just help us, Heavenly Father, to line up with these things, O God, that we might be what you want us to be. Bless your children that you have used in various ways today to make the services a blessing. Our Master and our God, the week has begun in earnest. Be with students as they go to school. Be with workers as they go to work. Be with businessmen and women as they go to their businesses. Be with the travelers, whether by air, by sea, by road, by every law. Guide your people. Direct our paths. Fight our battles. Where your enemy comes in like a flood, Father, may you be near to raise the standard against the enemy. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy name, Lord. As we be dismissing, going to our homes, by whichever means we are going, whether with public transport or private vehicle, Heavenly Father, take us home safely. Your servant will be returning from Lagos. Lord, bring him safely back to us. The one that is coming from Abeokuta, the same thing, O God. Bless our noble brother in Sapele. May you equip him, O Father, for the office that he has got to occupy. O Master, bless your servant coming from Bakatari. Lord, the week is in your hands. We pray, O God, that the height that you have taken us, O God, by these services today, may we never diminish from it. Rather, may we grow higher and higher from that, O God. Thank you, Father. Hallowed be thy name, Lord, for granting these petitions. In Jesus' most holy name, we have prayed with all faith at our given. Amen. Draw me near.
Famimara.
Near the blessed.
Oduwa ni olabuko. Sibi agbele
mu
ni.
Ha.
Ni obeku.
Draw me near.
Famimara.
Draw me near.
Mamimara,
across.